This is 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle. We are online around the world at kexp.org. It is so wonderful to see so many of you out here. And without further ado, what we've all been waiting for is the Stooges!
Hey, talk, baby, talk. Hey, how y'all doing? Cool. Okay, I can't say. All right. Well, it's our little session, and we are the Little Stooges. We're going to play Trollin'. Good God.
Well, baby, take a look at me. I see your long legs riding your knees. I see your hair has energy. My dick is turning into a tree. I got the top down of my Cadillac. My Stooges t-shirt is right in my back. Right there, it's good like you said all. I swear my face is right in my ball. You can't tell me this is not a swap.
Getting a band like this, we can't tell you how great that is. So great to see you all out here. And I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but you are one sexy band.
Oh! Well, Ron tells me.
Every single day.
Says that.
Well, who's the sexy band you got with you, Iggy?
All right, this is on saxophone, Steve McKay from Ann of Detroit, Michigan. Playing the guitar, the heavyweight champion of the world, Ron Ashton! From the Motor City on drums, Rock Action! On bass, from San Pedro, California, the Minuteman, Mike Watt! That's how we do.
I like it. Let's do it again.
All right.
So I'm sure no one's asked you this before, but you've been a busy, busy man, and all of you have been very busy as well. And after 30-some years, what precipitates bringing all these great guys back together? Because you've been playing for a while. And
couldn't think of anything else to do, really.
Fair enough.
I'm not a rocket scientist, Cynthia.
Just tired of playing all by yourself?
Yeah, I was tired of playing all by myself.
You know. And you missed him. Well, I know there's been a lot of interest with the album, and the new album, The Weirdness, just came out, and you went all the way up to Chicago, and you just pounded this out in like a week?
The guy said it sounded like a week. Now, it took us 3 weeks, but about 9 days was mixing it, you know, and that, and smoking cigarettes, and, you know.
Yeah, that can be time-consuming.
It was eight days of real intensive recording, and then a few days of, like, you know, looking in the mirror, you know, like, tarting it up. Well, I don't really like that, you know, and but like that.
And you could at this point in your career, because you've done quite well, you could work with anyone. I know a lot of people wanted to produce this album with you, work with you. I heard Rick Rubin, Jack White, and probably a bunch of other people. But you all decided to produce it yourself, and you chose to engineer with Steve Albini, and he's got a pretty great sound.
It worked out that way. I mean, all those people are great, and we look forward. They're all friends of the Stooges. Rick and Jack are friends to the Stooges. But, yeah, we ended up, basically, we did it ourselves because we had to say something about ourselves because that was the time, you know. And once you get major masterminds involved, then they're going to say something about you. And that's different. So.
Fair enough. But and unlike your...
If you would like to mastermind anything for us now that we've said something about ourselves, Cynthia, that's, you know...
We'll let them...
We are open.
Well, unlike the first album that you did a few years or decades ago where you were writing on the fly and adding songs at the last minute, you've actually been playing together for a while before you decided to go in and record the album.
Yeah, we're a working band. We've been at it 4 years. Now, and that's all we do, and every so often you get together and write tunes and think about that, like, God, I think they're all, fuck, it's real. Oh.
Gotta love live radio. Andy, I hope you're on the button. Back at home.
But you think, oh, this is really, really good. Everything we do today is good, and then a few days later, that one's not so good.
You know? See, that's
and
why
you kind of go
producer.
And you sift them down, and it's like from the 60s culture. What you do sometimes when you put something in a strainer and you sift out the part you don't want, and the part that stays in eventually becomes the part that you smoke.
Yeah. Well, you're
so we did it like that, you know.
Well, you're smoking today, and we'd love you to just keep going as long as you'd like.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, ATM. Rubs me wrong. Hey!
rock. The leaders of rock don't rock. This bothers me quite a lot. You get old and you need it more. You get old and you need it more. It's pulling your ass off the floor. I hang out at the ATM. I hang out at the ATM. The Stooges fight poverty in secret. The Stooges fight poverty in secret. The Stooges fight poverty in secret. Go! Just rubs me wrong. Hey!
Woo! Thank you. All right. My idea of fun, baby, now. Attention thrills, and then it kills. They'll make you king, they'll make you ill, till you're alone, dead on your throne. So my idea of fun is killing everyone. My idea of fun is killing everyone. Concludes the scripted portion. of our time together. I want to do, you know, there's love, there's money. Sometimes she took my money.
Hit it, motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
To watch on Paris time. I'm living in a friend's backyard, starving like an unsung bard. The moral of the story is, you can beat the system, but you can't beat the Miz. She took my money. She took my money. She took my money. She took your money. She didn't say thank you. Hell no. She took your money and immediately banked it. Oh my. I got to testify.
I think that's it.